The next guest asks, why isn't there an Abraham teaching in Egypt? Guest, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm a little nervous, but I have a question. I'm from a different part of the world, from where the vibrational system seems to be a little low or a little bit closed. I'm from Egypt in the Middle East, and I'm wondering why there aren't opportunities for people in the Middle East or in Egypt to have Abraham or groups like Abraham to provide them with opportunities of seeing other ways of living, other ways of thinking, other ways of being. Why isn't this sort of spirituality being expanded and shared with parts of the world that need healing? Abraham, well, the thing is, if someone, or a lot of people, or just one person in Egypt is asking, then Source Energy is answering. So the question is not, why is it not being offered? The question is, why is it not being received? And we want to soothe you a little bit by saying to you that at one time, that particular region of the world was experiencing more personal enlightenment than the rest of the world all put together. In other words, Egypt is not a place that is devoid of connection with Source Energy. So, we would not spend any more time beating the drum of why isn't something better. We would begin, from your vantage point, imagining it being better. In other words, it takes only one here, and another here, and another here. Esther was someone who was bipping along, living happily ever after, who happened to be married to someone who had insatiable questions. He never stopped having questions. He's written more questions for himself today than the rest of you put together, or nearly so. In other words, he will peruse his notes. He will contemplate them. He will listen to this again. He will talk to Esther about it. In other words, this seminar, as far as Jerry is concerned, has only now just begun. He will whittle it down. He will make an edited version. He will make a longer raw version of this seminar. It'll be sent to someone in Colorado who'll transcribe it word for word. He'll receive it back. He'll read every single word about it, and still his questions will not be satisfied, because with every answer, wonderful answers that they are, is another question that's bubbling up from within, you see? So, we want you to accept that there would be no ending to the answers that are forthcoming, and no ending to the new questions that are coming. No place on this planet is being deprived of that connection. So, here is Esther. Now, at first, when through a process of meditation, she realized she was receiving and that brilliance was flowing through her, in the beginning, it was really startling to her because she could not believe it. Jerry recorded everything that Abraham has ever said, and Esther would hear it back, and she just could not believe that those words had flowed through her. She could not believe that that clarity had flowed through her about things that she really did not know that much about, you see? And so, she made Jerry, because it seemed very weird to her, promise that he would not ever tell anyone. She did not care how wonderful it was. She did not want anyone to know how weird she was. And we think that that is the saddest part about all of this, because what that says is those who have somehow stumbled upon the process that allows them to open to the energy that creates worlds, allow that God force to flow through them and talk about enlightenment, are afraid because they are different from everyone else. They think that it's something that should be kept a secret. In other words, that's a big part of what keeps more people from having direct contact. You are made fun of. So many people are afraid to be who they really are, because when they are who they really are, they are so secure that the insecure ones around them try to keep them from being secure. Those who do not know just continue to outnumber those who do know, until those who know refuse to admit that they know. And in time, you have an epidemic of those who seem not to know, and then you say, why don't they know? And we say, they knew, and they can know again. It just takes one or two here and there, and so worry not, the word is out. Guest. So, what role could I play as an individual who lives here, who goes back and sees that people, the majority, are holding on to a religion that's misinterpreted and that is lowering the vibration in the society? Abraham, we say this to all teachers and uplifters, and you certainly are that. If your vibration is here, in a place of knowing and trusting and feeling good, and you have a student who's in a place of despair or fear, no matter how good your words are, they cannot hear them because the vibrational difference is too far. So what you do is you acclimate to a place that's more suited to you, and you trust. And this is the part where the hope comes in. You trust that the teachers who are closer vibrationally to where they are can get their attention and make them hear. And then the teachers who are closer to where they now are can get their attention and make them hear. This is the leading edge of thought. In other words, this arena, while it is so satisfying to you, is not all that satisfying to most. There is never a crowd on the leading edge, but that does not mean that where everybody else is not just fine. Do not beat up on yourself for not being up here in joy all of the time. Make peace with where you are, and then it can get better. And so that's what we would say if we were talking to them. We would try to soothe them. We would try to say, you're doing all right. We would not condemn them as backwards or in the dark. We would not give them a label of lower vibration. We would say that it is a different vibration. We would say that they're still asking. We would step back and acknowledge who they really are. They are still seeking. There is not one right lifestyle on this planet. In other words, we would not begin to profess that our method of teaching is more effective, more valuable, more powerful, more important, or more right than Sai Baba's, but it is different, you see. Guest, thank you very much. I appreciate this. Thank you, Abraham. Yes, indeed.
This is the end of CD number 3.